Okay, everyone, we're going to continue on here. We are now joined by Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. We're going to get right to questions here. So if you have a question for Kyle, just raise your hand. We'll get you a microphone. We'll go to Mark right there in the back.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for being with us. Joey was just in here talking about the tire problem and the issue that is. Are there any other issues at all that you feel like need to be addressed on the car besides the tires? And do you have any idea how you might be able to fix the tire issue?
Are we talking about flats after spinning? Yeah, I don't think that's a tire issue. I think that's spin issues. So some guys have kind of come across the idea of maybe raising the ride heights a little bit to give more ground clearance, so when the cars are in a natural state, they'll be higher, so they're not stuck on the blocks. I think one of the other things, these cars, they want to be so low to the ground because the rear diffuser is so important to get it to the ground to create your rear downforce that, I mean, years ago, you'd always look at our cars and we would be nose down, back up. Now we're back down, nose up, because we all chase downforce. So in my opinion, I don't know that the diffuser is the proper way to go for our application of oval racing and such, you know, but it's what we got.
Is there some things about the car that you've been pleasantly surprised about?
Yeah, I mean, all of us, I feel like, are pretty happy with the way that they do drive. They're not easy. It is a different challenge. It's a different animal. We're trying to figure that out. The crews and the crew chiefs, engineers, are always trying to figure it out as well, too, as to what makes this car tick, what knobs you want to turn on it in order to, you know, get the best performance out of it you can. So we're all still kind of learning through that. Unfortunately, I feel like us at JGR, we're a little behind the eight ball. I think our best car last week was going to run about eighth, and that was much of the day, you know, where there was some other teams that were some comers and goers and running a little bit better than us. So we certainly have some work to do.
Bob in the front.
Bob Parkers, Fox Sports. You have confidence that that JGR and Toyota have kind of solved the overheating issues from last week? And do you have to do anything in this practice as far as like length of run just to kind of test that out?
Yes and no. I mean, I kind of knew what the issue was post last week, but I haven't been in discussions with anybody to know what the fix is or whether or not we have a fix. But I would assume we do. I think the shaker screen that goes between the radiator and the grill screen kind of got mangled up and beat up with all the debris and sand and stuff like that. So it just started to block the radiator itself, and when we removed that, everything was fine. Temps were fine, so just sucked to have to go through that and go laps down. And once we got our back on the lead lap, there was only five to go, you know, and at least we made up nine spots or whatever it was. So, you know, I would like to think that it's resolved coming here.
Stay over here on the left.
Cobbles, hey, how you doing? Jason Summer over here, Trackside Experience. Quick question for you about these new cars. We were supposed to have this level playing field for pretty much everybody, but we're still seeing guys go lap down pretty quick after last week. We saw tons of people going. And what does that mean? I mean, it seemed like it was happening pretty fast, too. You know, we're not 30, 40 laps in, like 15 laps in. What do you think about that from an engineering standpoint?
I think people all have different objectives and the things that they're doing. And, you know, some teams that do run in the back, they only have one car, and so they've got to take care of it and baby it as much as they can and make sure they're not putting it in a bad spot. So, you know, they're going to be taking it more of an easy. And again, they might not have the simulation and tools to make their car faster. They basically have to do it just based off of experience and laps and what the driver tells the crew it's feeling like. So, you know, that development obviously happens a lot slower in those situations, but I don't know. You know, if you really want to ask those guys why they go a lap down so early, go ask them.
Any other questions for Kyle? We'll go to Chris.
ChrisMacEchans.com. Sorry, it's a trick question, but Chandler was in here last night, and he said it was on his bucket list to be able to race you hard and beat you for the win. obviously he's had some struggles, but his really consistency and his momentum has really been strong the last second half of 2021 and into 2022. Are you happy with his progression and his outlook for the 2022 season?
Yeah, for sure. You know, whatever's clicked and has kind of turned on with the 18 bunch in the truck side has been super impressive. You know, they won two of the last five or whatever it was late last year, had some really good consistent runs, and they're showing it again here at the beginning of this season as well. So it's early, very early. It's only race number two, you know. So, but with Chandler's confidence and the things that he's been saying that, you know, he's felt a difference in driving the truck and how he can drive the truck and having the confidence to drive the truck, that obviously goes a long way. Not only in his progression, but obviously in his results of what he should be able to achieve the rest of the year. So look forward to seeing, you know, those guys keep going, and definitely need to get the four truck turned around and back heading in the right direction as well, too.
Any final questions for Kyle? No? Thank you, Kyle.
All right.
Best of luck tomorrow.